schools changing plans. Massive home explosion. I'm Mike Moss. Confusion and concern around the nation about the reopening of schools. Correspondent Rosa Flores is in Miami.
This morning, schools in at least 14 counties across the state will begin reopening for in-person instruction this week. This is according to the Florida Education Association and to the websites of the school districts. Now, you probably remember just last month, CDC Director Robert Redfield saying that county officials in areas with a positivity rate of more than 5% might consider keeping schools closed. Well, 11 of these 14 counties just on Saturday exceeded 5% positivity rate. That's according to the latest data available by the Florida Department of Health.
Video shows tremendous destruction after a home explosion in Baltimore this morning. Not much is known yet, but correspondent Alexandra Field reports people may be trapped.
We are hearing from the Firefighters Union in Baltimore that there were several people trapped, including children. We know that there are rescue operations and search operations that are getting underway now.
Beirut's deadly explosion last week has led to Lebanon's health minister reporting that the cabinet of that government has resigned. Public anger has been building over the storage of dangerous chemicals in the capital city. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin tells CNBC talks could resume soon with Democrats on a relief package.
I heard Pelosi over the weekend and Schumer, and I think they're willing to compromise. So, again, if we can get a fair deal, we'll do it this week. But the president needed to take action. He's not going to sit around. We left the meeting on Friday. Mark Meadows and I reported back to him that we were nowhere, and that's why he moved forward.
Early morning unrest in Chicago in the Magnificent Mile area, and police say they have made more than 100 arrests after looting. The Dow is up 143. I'm Mike Moss.
I have two dogs, Sam and Bailey. Both are golden retrievers. Poor Sam, he was a mess. Always itching, his paws were soaking wet all day from just constant licking. He had bald spots on his back. I just don't like putting shots and steroids into your dog all the time.
DinoVite.com.
DinoVite is nutrition. Probably 2 weeks after he started DinoVite, I started seeing great improvements. And today, 99% of his issues are non-existent. It's amazing stuff. Since Bailey has been 12 weeks old, he's been a DinoVite dog, and he has zero issues today. He won't eat his food without DinoVite. When I get out the DinoVite, my dog actually salivates, like I'm getting them a treat. They drool over it. DinoVite is the best thing you can do for your dog.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my DinoVite from DinoVite.com.
Morning News is brought to you by Sprague Sports on 32nd Street, Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters, and responsible gun ownership since 1956.
Truckmates, Yuma's Fix Up Your Pickup Truck Store is Yuma's home for Snug Top shells and lids. Snug Top, designed and manufactured to the highest standard, industry-leading quality, and trend-setting design that protect and complement your vehicle. That's Snug Top. Truckmates is also your Line-X spray-in bed liner dealer. Line-X, number one in America for spray-in bed liners, with nationwide warranty coverage, is now available and installed by Yuma's most experienced spray-on team at Truckmates. So protect your vehicle inside and out with Line-X spray and bed liners and Snug Top shells and lids at Truckmates. Truckmates is also your home for BDS suspensions, the highest quality aftermarket suspension lift kits, leveling kits, and accessories for 4x4 off-road truck and Jeep enthusiasts. And BDS suspensions are backed by the best lifetime warranty in the industry. BDS suspensions, Line-X spray and bed liners, and Snug Top shells and lids at Truckmates in this brand new building, same location, 32nd Street next to Lowe's.
Gold is on a roll, higher than it's been in more than a decade. And with uncertainty in the stock market, gold looks like one of the smartest and safest investments you can make. So whether you're buying or selling, given current conditions, now's a great time. Maybe you've gone online to check things out. But why buy or sell online when Arizona Gold and Silver, one of America's most trusted buyers and sellers of gold, is right here in Yuma? Arizona Gold and Silver knows that every investor and every seller is different. That's why a precious metals expert at Arizona Gold and Silver will take the time to discuss your unique situation confidentially and one-on-one. If you're buying, you'll hold the gold in your hands, Selling, you'll get a cashier's check or cash right away. You can't do that online. Arizona Gold and Silver, right here in Yuma, is one of America's most trusted buyers and sellers of gold. Buy or sell safely and securely at Arizona Gold and Silver in Phoenix and right here in Yuma on 32nd Street. Learn more at azgoldsilver.com.
Weather is brought to you by Ed Whitehead's Tire Pros, with four locations to serve all of your tire needs.
News, talk, sports, and up-to-date weather from 560 KBLU.
Sunny and very hot all week. We'll start with 109 today, 79 overnight tonight, south wind at 10. Sunny and 110 tomorrow with a south wind at 10, 80 tomorrow night. Wednesday, sunny and 111.
The following program on 560 KBLU is a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters, LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
Welcome to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by the Decent Garner Law Firm, hosted by attorneys Sean Garner and Adam Hansen.
Good morning, Yuma. This is Sean Garner. I'm in studio with Russ Clark.
Good morning, sir.
And we are here with another edition of Life, Death, and the Law. And I want to start out with a story this morning. It talks about a Navy man who was serving, and so he was away from home for several years, and he came back home to his community, and he found out that a very well-to-do, prominent farmer in the community had passed away. And so as he was meeting with, you know, his cousins and his family members, he asked the inevitable question, which is, how much did he leave? And his cousin, who he asked the question directly to, kind of had a bewildered look on his face, and he looked at him with a pause, and he said, he left it all. He didn't take any of it with him.
That is funny.
And, you know, it's so true. That is the great truth that very few of us reconcile with on a daily basis, that we can't take anything with us. There's a lot of things that we can do here in life to make life more enriched or to enrich the lives of others, but there's nothing that we can take with us that is physical. There are some things that we can take out of this life, but Timothy in the New Testament said it very well, very to the point, precise and clean, for we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. And I think that there's a lot of wisdom in that. But there's also, when you recognize that you can't bring anything with you as far as material means, then you can start thinking in a more open-minded way to determine what it is that we can take with us. So there is another scripture that I like to quote, and I'm quoting some scriptures here, and that might cause the hairs on the necks of some people to raise.
Not on this show.
Not on this show. No. Hopefully not. But, you know, even if it did, I have the freedom of speech, and I'm going to exercise it.
That's a good thing.
And so that's what we're going to do here. And this scripture says, if a person were to gain more knowledge and intelligence in this life through his or her diligence and obedience than another, he or she will have so much the advantage in the world to come. Because there is a law irrevocably decreed in heaven before the foundations of this world upon which all blessings are predicated. And when we obtain any blessings, it is by obedience to the law upon which it is predicated. So, there's a universal law out there that when we do good deeds, we build up some reservoir, whether it's in our community and in our family that we recognize right now, or whether it's for us in the world to come. There is a reservoir built up, and those are the types of things that you want to store and leave a legacy for your name after you pass away, and in the world awaiting you for when you meet your maker, and you see whether it's going to be a shack or a mansion that you're going to be living in the time to come. So ignorance is a very expensive commodity.
Oh, yeah.
In fact, the most expensive. There's a lot of people that are complaining about the cost of education.
Mm-hmm.
And right now we have a lot of choices with our children going to public school, where it's going back and forth as to whether or not they're going to be doing it online or going to school half the week and sent home the other half of the week, and whether school is going to continue to be pushed back. And so they're turning to private education, where there's a little bit more certainty. A lot of private schools or even groups that are gathering together can offer more certainty as to what education is going to be provided to the children. They're saying, we're going to start on this day, we're going to end at this time, we're going to be doing it in person. If you're sick, you know, here are some symptoms that we're going to list out, and you need to stay home. Otherwise, we're moving forward. And it sounds like it used to sound before the world got turned upside down and everybody lost their mind about this flu.
And they did lose their mind.
I think the flu
went over the top.
Boy, there's one of the side effects of the flu that a lot of people have not been discussing very much, besides the injuries to the lungs and whatnot, is the intense cause or elimination of common sense that it has.
Right, maybe that maybe it's causing that. You want to take a phone call?
Sure.
You're on the air.
Yes, thanks. I got an interesting situation that brings back memories from decades ago. The president this weekend signed a eviction protection property situation for those people who cannot make their payments. Back in the 80s, I had a bunch of apartments, and when number 18 apartment was a two-bedroom, completely furnished, I paid all of the utilities, and it was $120 a month in those days. And a young couple rented it, and it was in the early 80s, I think. The interest went to 22% on a $102,000 investment I had put into that. And when the government made a law that I could not evict a lady that was pregnant, that lady could stay in that apartment for over a year. I could not collect any rent. And I can appreciate the rules helping people, but boy, it can backfire big time sometimes.
Oh, yeah. Not good.
Thank you. Thanks for the call.
Appreciate the call.
Yeah, I see that a lot. I have a lot of clients that they're leery about the market, or they had been leery for years prior to this. And so rather than investing their retirement funds into the market and the stocks and commodities and whatnot, they invested in real estate. And so they purchased homes because they saw, even with the real estate bubble, when it grew so big and it burst, they saw that there were always people that needed a place to stay. And so when the real estate bubble burst, the rental market actually increased in strength. And so they put their faith and their dollars and all of their life savings behind this plan to provide a home for those who needed rental space. And now we have these laws that previously it was just by governors, and now it sounds like it's on a national level, that there is protections against evicting people who cannot pay their rent. And why can they not pay their rent? Because the governors are allowed to shut down businesses and keep people home from work, or are paying them more to stay home from work than they are to go to work. And so our economy is in this free fall, and certain individuals are suffering. And I empathize for that. I absolutely do. But it is a self-imposed problem. This coronavirus was not our fault, okay? It was somebody else's fault, or yes, maybe it was an act of God. And I'm not here to spin out conspiracy theories, although I do have some. And you can talk to me later about those. But we've faced foes in the past, okay? We've faced tyrants in the past that have sought to overthrow our freedom, that have sought to take away our prosperity, that have sought to dampen the economy, and we have recognized those enemies, and we have fought, and we have stood up. And when we did that, we called that generation the greatest generation. This foe that we're fighting right now, I don't think is a foe of any man or even a disease. I think it's a foe of ignorance. I think what we're doing is we're attempting so hard to secure our safety that we're willing to give up everything in exchange. And instead of risking illness, we are guaranteeing poverty. And that's not a good trade.
You're right. And the repercussions of the suicide rate, the drugs, the alcoholism, the depression, the economic loss is the price that we're paying for safety or security that may have been over-exaggerated on how what the dangers were.
The fear out there is the true enemy.
Mm-hmm.
And the way we're reacting to it is the opposite that our fathers and grandfathers reacted to it, the greatest generation.
Correct.
They stood up against the fear. They knew that there was going to be a mortality rate, and it was not going to be pleasant.
Right.
In which they met their fate. It was going to be by bullets. It was going to be by hand-to-hand combat. It was going to be by grenades. But you know, freedom was more important. And they stood up for that. And now we're cowering in fear. And it's not right. And I know that there are a lot of people that are either muttering under their breath or even speaking out loud as I say this, that I'm socially irresponsible for taking this point of view, that we need to get back to work. We need to send our kids back to school. We need to face life head on. There will be sickness. There will be mortality. But when we came into life, that was guaranteed anyway.
It's not irresponsible. You have the courage to say what's proper for you and your family and the community you live in and want to protect them from themselves. But you're not doing it by forcing them. You're not the governor that says, I'm forcing you to go to work, like this forces us not to. But you give an opinion. An opinion is not dangerous.
And that's my point, is that this government is established to ensure our freedom. But
it's
doing the opposite. What's that?
It's doing the opposite.
Yeah. And we've allowed it to do it. We have looked at it and said, government, you need to protect us from everything. And we'll surrender all of our rights and all of our discretion because you need to tell us what to do. And if other people are out there that fight against what you tell us what to do, then those people, they ought to be outcasts. We ought to pinpoint them on Facebook, and we ought to out them and boycott them.
Cancel
them, right? As if business weren't suffering enough. And this is just absolutely
You got to take a
ridiculous break,
but I like the common sense way you approach it and the courage to do it, because it takes courage, because you're up against the cancel culture,
which is gaining a lot of ground and too fast. But we'll talk about that after the break. This is 560 AM KBLU, Life, Death, and the Law.
More thought-provoking conversation coming up next on Life, Death, and the Law, right here after this.
Hey, Yuma, Dave Ramsey here. If you listen to our show or know anything about us, then you know I only recommend products and services I trust and I believe in. That's why when it comes to protecting your assets and planning for your loved one's future, you've got to call my friends Sean Garner and Adam Hansen at the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen. I encourage you to take the first step and attend a free, no-pressure seminar and learn all of your options. The firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen has been educating the Yuma community for over 40 years, and this is the only area of law that they practice. Sean and Adam believe in giving free education to help people make smart decisions about their assets and help them leave a legacy for their family that they can be proud of. Schedule a free personal consultation today. Call 783-4575 or visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
In this coronavirus crisis, leadership matters. Thanks to quick action from Senator Martha McSally, Arizona is getting what we need to fight this pandemic, securing millions of dollars for hospitals to save lives and helping small businesses save more than 1 million jobs so families can make ends meet. Senator McSally.
I'm doing everything I can in this unprecedented time to help Arizonans in order to get the relief that they need to get through this.
Now, as co-sponsor of S-4117, Senator McSally is working to get more relief to Arizona small businesses. McSally's bill, S-4117, will cut government red tape and make it easier for businesses to focus on what's important, keeping their doors open and meeting payroll. Call Senator Martha McSally at 602-952-2410 and tell her to keep working to pass S-4117, cutting red tape to help small businesses and save Arizona jobs. Paid for by One Nation, OneNationAmerica.org.
Is your air conditioning system ready for the summer heat? This is Russ Clark for my friends at Quick Refrigeration. They have been cooling and heating Yuma since 1955, and they can replace your old and inefficient AC system. Now is the best time to replace your AC system. Special financing is available for up to 60 months. New AC systems are 30 to 40% more energy efficient than those installed just 10 years ago. Bottom line, Quick Refrigeration can keep you cool and save you money. Special financing and reduced energy bills are yours. All you have to do is place a call and request a visit from one of their professional technicians. Start the saving today. Call Quick Refrigeration at 782-3691 or visit getcoolquick.com. Don't wait until your AC system goes down. Call the best in town, Quick Refrigeration.
Urge to Oils knows that good health starts with good water, especially in the Yuma summer heat. That's why the Urge to Oils water experts offer four different types of pure drinking water. Whether you choose reverse osmosis, hydrogen oxygen, iodized alkaline, or simple distilled water, you're getting healthy hydration the Urge to Oils way. For natural and holistic health, there's only one Urge to Oils, Fortuna Palms Plaza in the foothills. And always open at Urge2OilsAZ.com.
Quichon Casino Resort is now open and queued up for fun. Stay up to date on our reopening, including hours of operation, by visiting our website, playqcr.com. We look forward to seeing you soon. Quichon Casino Resort. Must be 21 to enter property.
You're listening to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by the Deason Garner Law Firm.
Welcome back, Yuma. This is Sean Garner. We are on the air, and we're talking about the cancel culture that's out there today. We're talking about the freedom and our liberty that is at stake. We're on the heels of a monumental election, and a lot of people are scared.
Strange election. Strange. It's odd for me.
Oh, yeah.
The issues are not issues I would have ever suspected in my lifetime, I would say.
What disturbs me the most is that there can't be dialogue without it being cornered in one side or the other as either hate speech or racist, or on the complete other side as being a socialist movement. And it used to be, I don't know, maybe I'm wrong, and it was always this intense. I don't think so.
It was not this intense. It was always, a stretch, an exaggeration, but not to this extreme.
So, yeah, and what I see going on here is when these government entities, whether it be the governor, whether it be the federal government, and they extend these laws that prohibit landlords from evicting tenants that aren't paying the rent,
it's a business. It's like having a Walmart saying, you don't force people to pay if they can't afford it.
Oh, right. But Walmart has too much political clout to do that, whereas these individual landlords who have spent their time and energy investing in real property and investing in something that is going to help the community by providing housing, there's a government taking there without due process.
The government
is taking their property.
Yep.
The government is moving in. See, there's a constitutional right that we don't have to quarter soldiers, right? That was something that the the fathers of the revolution really despised, was that their families had to quarter the soldiers, had to allow the soldiers to come into their homes and provide them food and shelter.
And they were afraid that they want to make sure it never happened in our country again.
Absolutely.
That I'm in control of my property.
And what is going on when governors and then the federal government steps in and says, you can't charge for your property. You must let these people stay in your property. You can't charge for it. That is government saying, we're going to determine what people stay in your property.
How do you think the people on the left justified? How do you think they justified? Do you know? I asked them the question. I get answers. But do you know what it is? What do you think they say to you to justify it?
Well, because the people that own the property are privileged.
No. Well, maybe.
And they've taken this property by somehow suppressing those that are less privileged that are now condemned to rent the property, and so then, therefore, we're evening the playing grounds? I don't know. Is that the argument?
Well, basically, they want to simplify it beyond that, and there's something we're very familiar with. We're familiar with the Bill of Rights and the rights. We have a right to religious practice. We have the right to assemble. We have the right to free speech. They want to expand that freedom or those rights to where we have a right to a roof or a house. We have a right. So they confuse that to a right,
mm-hmm.
like you have a right to a doctor. And if you're a doctor, shame on you, because the government's going to hold a head to your, say, operate on this guy.
Right. So the doctor, I no longer have a right to collect fees from my services.
Well, it's not just fees. The government is when you have a right to free speech doesn't cost anybody anything. If I say I have a right to free speech, it doesn't cost you anything. If I say I have a right to a house, it may cost you because you may be a landlord.
Right.
And that's where they've gone way too far. None of our rights in the Bill of Rights has anything to do with taking property from someone else. Nothing. Now they're wanting to change it where you get a right to medical, you have a right to housing, you have a right to transportation, you have a right to food. And they're going to make all this right that is someone else's labor. And that's socialism.
And what's disturbing is this argument has been out there for a long, long time. This argument of socialism. It's been out there for hundreds of years. Since the founding of our country. And By popular election, and the people are representatives that we've put in Congress and in our state legislatures, we've elected to maintain the Bill of Rights and the Constitution and to live by that document.
Correct.
And we have experienced unprecedented prosperity that the world has never seen before. But now, for some reason, we want to turn our backs on that document.
Prosperity is too hard. You have to work for it.
We want to rip that document up and those protections that are in that document, and we want to expand all of these, what I call privileges from those who work hard and are diligent and responsible, to everybody, which takes away, number one, the incentive to work, and number two, the ability to be charitable. Because you can be neither. You don't have any incentive to work, and you don't have any incentive to give charity when the government takes what you've worked hard for and gives it to everybody else.
The system flat doesn't work anyway. Socialistic countries run out of food, so free food doesn't matter if there's none available. Free medical doesn't matter if there's no doctors.
Russ, don't put facts in front of a good story here. In front of a good socialist movement. We don't want history. We don't want to look at history and look at the very specifics of what has happened to determine our actions now. We want to do what we want to do, and you know what? Throw everything else out that has worked in the past. Throw out accountability, throw out responsibility, and whatever we can use as a tool to achieve our objective, because we can't achieve it by a popular vote, by standing on its own merits of socialism, then let's achieve it by something else. And this tool that they have found to achieve this method
is proven, because it worked in Russia, it worked in Venezuela, it worked in Russia and Germany.
And the tool is fear.
Yes.
The tool is fear, and the name of that they've put on it is the coronavirus.
China, North Korea, you name it, they've all gone through that, and eventually we say, okay, good, for the good of the people, we'll go socialist. Kim Jong, you lead us. Chairman Chow, you lead us, or Xi, you lead us. Well, they are multi-billionaires while the rest of the country starves. That's socialism.
And I want people to think about that a little bit. Think about what is happening as a result of all of these restrictions that are being put on. Now, restrictions is a very politically correct and tame word for what's going on to our rights right now. They are being torn apart and ripped to shreds. but they're coming in the form of these restrictions where we are not sending our kids to school. We are not allowing businesses to open. We are not allowing individuals to decide for themselves what's healthy and what's productive for their own well-being. We're allowing the government to decide it for them. And we're saying, okay, this is all right. And anybody that speaks up against it, we're going to point them out. And this is both people on the left and the right. We're saying, hey, we got to do this. We got to, everybody, stay home, hide under your bed until the coronavirus boogeyman goes away, and then we'll pick up where we left off. Well, guess what? It's going to take a lot longer to pick up because we're going to be embroiled in this socialistic society that would never have passed us if it were actually a person that was preaching that or using that type of propaganda for what it was. But when we veil it behind this coronavirus, then it becomes much more palatable for both the left and the right to become scared and to say, yes, we'll succumb. We will forfeit our freedoms for a little bit of safety. And therefore, in the end, we deserve neither.
Yep.
So,
I'm going to take a break.
Already? I'm just getting started here,
Russ.
You're
already actually a minute late.
Okay. We'll be back here. This is Life, Death, and the Law, 560 AM, KBLU.
Have a question? Our phone lines are open. Call 344-5258. That's 344-KBLU.
Hey, Yuma, Dave Ramsey here. If you listen to our show or know anything about us, then you know I only recommend products and services I trust and I believe in. That's why when it comes to protecting your assets and planning for your loved one's future, you've got to call my friends Sean Garner and Adam Hansen at the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen. I encourage you to take the first step and attend a free, no-pressure seminar and learn all of your options. The firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen has been educating the Yuma community for over 40 years, and this is the only area of law that they practice. Sean and Adam believe in giving free education to help people make smart decisions about their assets and help them leave a legacy for their family that they can be proud of. Schedule a free personal consultation today. Call 783-4575 or visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
Gold is on a roll, higher than it's been in more than a decade. And with uncertainty in the stock market, gold looks like one of the smartest and safest investments you can make. So whether you're buying or selling, given current conditions, now's a great time. Maybe you've gone online to check things out. But why buy or sell online when Arizona Gold and Silver, one of America's most trusted buyers and sellers of gold, is right here in Yuma? Arizona Gold and Silver knows that every investor and every seller is different. That's why a precious metals expert at Arizona Gold and Silver will take the time to discuss your unique situation confidentially and one-on-one. If you're buying, you'll hold the gold in your hands. Selling, you'll get a cashier's check or cash right away. You can't do that online. Arizona Gold and Silver, right here in Yuma, is one of America's most trusted buyers and sellers of gold. Buy or sell safely and securely at Arizona Gold and Silver in Phoenix and right here in Yuma on 32nd Street. Learn more at azgoldsilver.com.
The Russ Clark Show is brought to you by Quick Refrigeration, now offering excellence in professional plumbing services as well as heating and air conditioning. Visit them at getcoolquick.com and listen to Russ Clark Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m.
Contest rules for all giveaways and contests on 560 KBLU can be viewed and downloaded at our website, kbluam.com.
The Fourth Amendment of the Constitution protects people from unreasonable searches and seizures by the government. Martha McSally has problems defending the privacy of each and every American. McSally supports the super-secret National Security Agency's government snooping, which allows them to collect virtually all of our phone records without warrants, including incoming and outgoing calls, and when those calls were made. In 2015, McSally voted against an amendment to stop the government from accessing Americans' data without a warrant, the so-called backdoor search loophole. And in 2016, McSally voted against an amendment to prohibit warrantless searches of government databases of the communications of U.S. citizens. This year, let's cut the cord on Meddling Martha.
Indivisible Action is responsible for the content of this advertising, paid for by Indivisible Action and not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Indivisible.org.
You're listening to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by the Decent Garner Law Firm.
Welcome back, Yuma. We're talking about our rights to work, our rights to freedom, our rights to speak our mind, and what's happening when we give up those rights, whether it's under the guise of trying to keep safe and letting the government outline what that means to keep safe and how much safety is worth, whether it's worth exchanging our freedoms for, whether it's worth unknowingly being moved into a socialistic society. And my answer is no. My answer is my kids are going to get scraped knees. My kids are going to get colds. I'm going to get the flu. I'm going to get sick, and I'm going to die eventually.
Yeah, but you'll take care of yourself, and you're going to do the common sense thing. You'll eat right. You'll take care of yourself.
I will eat right,
yeah.
And I'll make that decision. Or I may go to McDonald's,
yeah.
And I may live off of a Big Mac diet, and that's my decision. But even if I did that and I died of a heart attack, I wouldn't want my successors to sue either McDonald's or petition the government to outlaw McDonald's, because that was my decision. I think that the freedom of choice is more important than the government dictating my safety.
Yep.
And I think that it's really scary where we've moved to now, and we've moved to it so rapidly, and we've dug so deep down into it that we have become blinded to how drastic the situation has become. That putting on a face mask, even when you're outside, right, is commonplace. I watch people wearing face masks in their car when they're the only person in their car. I witnessed a person just last weekend that was driving through this very busy intersection right down the road here. It was on Catalina and 32nd Street, where 32nd goes through the big curve into 4th Avenue, one of the busiest intersections, okay? There's four lanes waiting on each side. There was an individual crossing that intersection, not on a crosswalk, right in the middle, not with the lights, against the lights, okay? He was riding a motorized wheelchair, okay? So this is a very vulnerable adult. And I think this is a scary situation, because there's traffic all around him. Any one of those cars might not be paying attention and could hit him, or even just obeying just regular traffic laws and following the green light and hit him, and he would die like that. And the thing, the irony of this picture is amazing. I actually have the picture on a cell phone. Is he's wearing a face mask, and in that, he's got this false sense of security. I've got my face mask on, right? Now I can troop out there. I've got my face mask on because the government told me that face masks are going to keep us safe. And I'm following this ordinance, this law, that I put on this face mask. And now I can throw caution to the wind along with my liberties, and I'll be just fine because the government's got my back.
You don't believe the face mask will work.
It's not that I don't believe the face mask will work. It's that I don't believe the government will work.
I don't believe either.
In determining what keeps us safe and what doesn't. I think we need to determine for ourselves. I think the government should have a call and advertise and advocate, just like they did during the war. Now, during the war, they did do drafts where they brought men in, and it was only men, but they brought men in and said, "You're going to fight for our freedom." Okay, that's part of being an American citizen. You're drafted. And that was government intervention, and it was for the betterment of the society in general, for freedom. And there are other government takings that I think are justified when a government says, listen, this old dilapidated building needs to be taken down because there's going to be a widening of the street. The traffic is being congested. And so we're going to determine what the fair market value of that property is.
Eminent domain,
and we're going to compensate you for it. And that is a government taking, which I think also is justified. But what's happening here is these laws are passing like this, it's very short order and no common sense behind
They're
it.
They're not laws, though. They're just executive orders.
And what that is it's getting very much...
And once they get challenged, they'll be defeated, every one of them, just like Doug Ducey lost against the gyms.
And by that time, it's too late.
Yes.
Yes.
Because by that time, and the mentality of the public is that the government can do this. And we don't all have the means to fight the government and to lose everything that we've worked for in doing so. Because once the decision is made, do you think that the government's going to build that business back up, build that clientele back up?
You say the government. It's not the government. It's the leaders of the government at that point, the elected leaders.
Right.
The politicians.
Okay, well...
And we're seeing a real dichotomy of that again across the nation from Republican and Democrat leaders, politicians.
Yes.
Cities being run by Republicans, cities being run by Democrats, basic philosophies on what they're doing, and see how much difference it makes. I mean, would you rather have a city right now run by Portland and Oregon, or run by, you know, Arizona and Doug Ducey? Okay, well, they tried a little riot over there in Scottsdale. Doug Ducey shut it down in a day.
Yeah.
He said, you're done. And Scottsdale, you failed as a police force. He chastised him.
And that's exactly what we want. We want law enforcement of laws that have been thought out, have been debated on the legislative floor. And yes, we've adopted, and then the executive branch is there to enforce those laws and not to create them, enforce them, and be judge, jury, and executioner. And that's the problem that I'm having. Now, Doug Ducey in particular, I'm not calling him out. I'm calling out the people. That's who I'm calling out. I'm saying everybody that thinks this is okay, that is not up in arms, that is just not losing sleep over how quickly our world is being turned upside down, and with us standing by passively, those are the ones that are culpable.
I think you're right to say that, and I think you're right for everyone to go ahead and lose sleep, but then call Doug because he's the one you elected.
Right.
And if he's wrong, throw him out of office. And in Northern Colorado, you saw where Antifa came into town?
Uh-huh.
The citizens got together, marched them right out.
Love it.
Marched them out of town.
And I'm surprised because I went to school in Northern Colorado.
Fort Collins.
Yeah, in Fort Collins, Colorado. Colorado State University. I got my bachelor's degree in political science and criminal justice.
Great YouTube on it.
And I got to go look at it because there's a big liberal movement and there's a big conservative movement up there. It's a good diversity up there. And,
yeah.
And I love it that the people got together and did the right thing, that they actually enforced the laws of the land and the rights of the people instead of letting mobocracy take over.
That's exactly right. And I like mobocracy. You know, that's a great word.
But
it takes the citizens coming in, and they march along with the sheriff's posse, the police, and all the citizens marched right out, told them we're not welcome here, marched them out of town.
Yeah.
And they were Antifa in their full black ninja uniforms.
Wow. You know, there's been a lot of controversy many years prior to this about the Second Amendment and what it's all about and the right to bear arms. And I was not very active in it. I wasn't an activist on one side or the other. I believe in the Constitution. I believe in the Bill of Rights, and I believe in the right to bear arms. And that amendment provides the right to bear arms and to form a militia.
Right.
And many people that don't agree with the right to bear arms feel like there are certain arms that you shouldn't have, like with a clip that has more than 14 rounds in it, or that's a semi-automatic thing. And some of the arguments are, well, you can't go hunt a deer with that. You know, you can't go do something practical with that. Let me tell you, that's not what the Founding Fathers had in mind when the Second Amendment was written in. It wasn't hunting deer, okay? Mm-hmm. What they had in mind was when the government or mobs are taking over your rights, you need to have the ability, you need to have the strength and the firepower to back up your right and your liberty. And therefore, what type of arms did the government have when that Second Amendment was passed? Yeah, they had flintlocks.
So?
And those were the types of arms that the people were allowed to have. The people were allowed to have those because they wanted the people to be able to stand up against tyranny. And tyranny right now is happening in the forms of these protests, as they call them, which are really just riots of just these lawless people that are going out there. I don't even know if they have a single unified concept or
well, there's
idea.
An organization. There is an organization.
I know there's an organization, yeah. But I don't know that the idea is concrete, that it's a sustainable one. It's just chaos.
That's all they want right now. That's how they overthrew Cuba. That's how they overthrew Venezuela.
And what chaos does is it makes fear. And what fear does is it seeks out for the easiest solution, and that is government intervention, and that's turning over rights and privileges to the government, yeah. And that results in socialism. So, we're up against another break here. This is 560 AM, KBLU, Life, Death, and the Law.
Have a question? Our phone lines are open. Call 344-5258. That's 344-KBLU.
Hey, Yuma, Dave Ramsey here. If you listen to our show or know anything about us, then you know I only recommend products and services I trust and I believe in. That's why when it comes to protecting your assets and planning for your loved one's future, you've got to call my friends Sean Garner and Adam Hansen at the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen. I encourage you to take the first step and attend a free, no-pressure seminar and learn all of your options. The firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen has been educating the Yuma community for over 40 years, and this is the only area of law that they practice. Sean and Adam believe in giving free education to help people make smart decisions about their assets and help them leave a legacy for their family that they can be proud of. Schedule a free personal consultation today. Call 783-4575 or visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
Sprague Sports is Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters. Why? Because Sprague Sports is the difference. Where else can you buy, sell, trade, or consign firearms with free expert appraisals always? There is nothing like Sprague Sports. And with local price matching, you can buy with confidence at Sprague's. And all Sprague's firearms come with a lifetime warranty. And talk about customer service, there's a gunsmith always on duty. Sprague's is your Remington warranty center, and when you need it, there's expert one-day sight-in service. But that's not all. Sprague Sports has got training courses, including Arizona CCW, First Shot, Hunter Education, and more. Sprague handles Glock, Blue Label pistols, and is your NFA dealer in suppressors and full autos. That's why we call them the experts. And Sprague's is Yuma's Yeti headquarters, the best Yeti selection and free ice for life. Sprague's has a 10-lane, rifle-certified indoor shooting range and gun rentals you can try before you buy. Serving Yuma's shooting and outdoor needs since 1956. That's the Sprague's difference. Sprague's, 32nd Street, next to Lowe's.
The Russ Clark Show is brought to you by Quick Refrigeration, now offering excellence in professional plumbing services as well as heating and air conditioning. Visit them at getcoolquick.com and listen to Russ Clark Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m.
My name is John Gleason. I'm a retired career naval officer, and I live here in Yuma, Arizona. Like a lot of veterans, I have some medical conditions that put me at a greater risk of coronavirus. I'm being careful about washing my hands, wearing my mask when I go out, and the social distancing.
We're in a public health crisis, and people with pre-existing conditions like John are most at risk. But Donald Trump is still trying to let insurance companies deny coverage for people like John. Even during the pandemic, Donald Trump would let insurance companies deny people coverage just because they get sick.
I've been a Republican almost all my life. But it's just wrong for Donald Trump to take away health care for people with pre-existing conditions. We can't afford four more years of Donald Trump.
Change Now is responsible for the content of this ad. Paid for by Change Now. MakeChangeNow.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
From the moment they're born, they're unique. As their eyes continue to change, Nationwide Vision is here to help them be as healthy as possible. Visit NationwideVision.com to schedule your appointment today.
Taking care of Arizona's eyes for 35 years. Nationwide Vision.
Derek Eggeberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 1808-99, with Academy Mortgage, inspiring hope, delivering dreams, and building prosperity, where we help individuals and families build a foundation for their future by providing opportunities to obtain home ownership through unique products and services. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 3113, Arizona license number 0904081.
We'll get you the information you need every day, Monday through Friday, with the Border Reports. That's the latest information on the wait times of the ports of entry, the border crossing wait times and your updates, as well as the road reports in the afternoon with traffic restrictions and road closures due to road construction and repairs. The Border Reports in the morning, the Road Reports in the afternoon, brought to you by RV World, serving Yuma since 1966. RV World is located on Gila Ridge Road, exit Interstate 8 and Araby Road, then west on Gila Ridge, about a quarter mile. RV World.
You're listening to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by the Decent Garner Law Firm.
Welcome back, Yuma. This is Sean Garner. I'm an attorney with Deason, Garner, and Hanson. And we do exclusively estate planning. We set up wills and trusts, and we also administer those documents and also estates, even for individuals who don't have planning. And as our primary objective, we want to limit the amount of government intervention into private citizens' lives and their wealth, and passing it on to their beneficiaries, their heirs, as they see fit. We want to lengthen out their legacies. And so I come on the show to talk about estate planning. And for the first, we've been on the show for about 5 years now. And for several years, all we talked about was estate planning and the steps that we would walk through with individuals to make that daunting and sometimes overwhelming task of getting your affairs in order easy to achieve, or at least very palatable, very manageable, so they could do a step-by-step process that when they completed each step, they'd go home, they'd feel this weight lifted off of their shoulders, that they're moving forward to organization and an estate plan that will leave their family very well informed of what they stood for and what they were leaving behind and who was going to be in control of it. And now I find myself talking about these political issues. And I'll tell you, probably 90% of what we've been talking about on the show today isn't in my outline. I have a 6-page outline here, and 90% of what we've been talking about isn't in my outline.
Correct.
But it's because as a person who has made a career out of helping individuals preserve what they've worked a lifetime to achieve, it is inherently disgusting to me to see those same individuals turn over their rights and privileges, which are so much more valuable, to government control.
Can I say that you've been talking about political issues, but it doesn't seem like political issues? Because normally when we talk about political issues, we talk about personal politics, or politics of personal destruction, identity politics, those kind of things. And you've been strictly on philosophies, on what's good and bad for the country, and your viewpoint on philosophies of small government, large government, stuff like that. And those are conversations we really should be having. But those aren't the flavor of the day.
No, they're not. And they're not very savory, and the discussions are turning very heated. And when you bring up these issues, the face mask issue, it turns into, I mean, there's been fistfights over that.
Yes, there has.
And
I haven't had one.
Okay, not yet. Okay.
No, I won't.
The question isn't whether we ought to be responsible citizens.
No.
The question is whether we ought to be able to be adults and decide for ourselves. We live in a free country. I used to look at China 6 months ago and look at all the masks. And yeah. I think, wow, that's a city that is under attack, and that's a city that they're, or not a city, but a country, but in particular there are other cities there that that the police are just taking away the rights of the citizens and suppressing their liberties left and right, and that's been a way of life for them, and that's something that we as Americans look at and are grateful for the liberty that we have. But now our country looks much more like Hong Kong or Beijing than it should have.
Right.
And I want people to exercise social responsibility. I want them to be safe, and I want them to make their own decisions in doing it. I want them to say, listen, I maybe am not sick, but I want to stay healthy and I'm going to wear a face mask. Or I could be sick and I could spread it to someone else and therefore I'm going to wear a safe mask. Or even I could cause some mental distress on somebody else that is high risk and they want to be out there grocery shopping too. So I'm going to put on a face mask out of just social and moral responsibility.
Because that's who you are.
Yes. But as soon as the government tells me I have to do that,
right.
Then I don't like it.
I don't even mind a business telling me. Like, it's my business. I want to have a business that has everybody with face masks. That's fine. You can choose not to shop there.
Absolutely. Target, Walmart, any private organization that says you must have a face mask when you enter in here, I would absolutely honor that. And if they told me you got to leave, then absolutely I will leave, right? And it goes the other way, right? If I go in and I'm causing a ruckus, I want that business owner to say, hey, we have the right to refuse service to anybody.
Right.
Get out. And so that goes both ways. But now people that are causing a ruckus are allowed to run rampant, and those who are law-abiding citizens that have built the communities that are not causing a ruckus are being looked at as villains because they're not succumbing and going into strict conformity.
See, so many people that are... I say, I have a right to not wear a mask and go in and cause a ruckus just to prove that they have a right to do it. And we have all these it's all about me attitude, and everyone other than that believes something different, we're gonna demonize everybody that thinks differently. And we need to get away from that.
I'm okay with those people causing the ruckus. If it's not a private,
private.
Yeah, so I know.
They go into Sam's Club or something.
Yeah, and if it's private, then no. But if it's public, like if they're out on the street...
They got a right.
They got a right to not wear a mask. And people can glare at them and can murmur under their breath,
right.
But they can't punch them in the face. They can't get up there and yell at them. And I don't think that the police ought to be putting them in cuffs or fining them.
It doesn't happen
here.
And
I don't think
here.
They ought to be shutting down their business and determining how they run their organization.
Some states it's happening.
I know it is. And that's what gets me so upset. So, and another thing that is just so bizarre here is just... as a society in general, how we've become so backward in how we use our wealth and how we choose to exercise our freedoms. For example, just one example. Growing up, we used pickup trucks to go collect wood. Okay, my dad was a logger, and I've shared this story on the radio before. My dad was a logger. We'd go up in this old 1970 Dodge pickup truck. You had to pump the brakes twice before it actually had enough pressure to start slowing you down. And it had zero shocks in it. You'd be bouncing all over the place. It wouldn't ride smooth until you had a good cord of wood in the back of it. And we would use that truck to go up these windy mountain roads to collect the leftovers of the logging that was done. And saw that wood to 16-inch lengths so we could use it for fuel to warm our home. And after we got done of getting enough wood for that, we could sell the wood and earn some money to provide a little bit of spending money for the summer, okay, to buy what we wanted. If we want a nice bike, then we could use that to buy a nice bike. And now the trucks are so nice and so big that they don't go off-road, number one, and the houses that they're parked in front of, the mortgage on the house is less than the payment on the truck.
Sometimes, yeah.
So the truck is not used to pay the mortgage. In fact, the mortgage on the house, it comes second to the truck. And I like the days where holes in your jeans were cool because you worked hard, not because you paid extra, right, for these jeans to be torn up for you. Where moms sewed patches on jeans, and then you wore holes in those patches, where hard work was something you looked at as a good thing, not something to be restricted by the government. That's all the time that we have for today. This is Life, Death, and the Law, and we'll talk to you next week.
If you have questions or want to know more about something that was discussed today, please call the Deason Garner Law Firm at 928-783-4575 or visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
The preceding show on 560 KBLU was a paid program.
All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, Eldorado Broadcasters LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, Eldorado Broadcasters LLC, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
From the 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating Studio, this is News Talk 560 KBLU, Yuma.